Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you guys want to talk about this mental health thing, you're more than welcome to do it. I'm not making light of mental health. I just don't feel like it, and it's my opinion, might not be your opinion. I feel like because you're too sensitive to any kind of criticism that you have to walk away or you can't handle it. I don't consider that mental health. I mean, she may have mental health problems. This to me, her sister revealing that a family member told her she's not good on clay and therefore she can't talk to anybody.
I would be careful about throwing all your eggs in that basket.
Yeah,
though.
Right.
Just saying that all your opinion comes from a Reddit post from her sister.
Well, like, right.
That's
her
not
sister
her
may have been more revealing than she was, though.
May have been, but it also may be that that's her perception of it. And maybe they're not as super close.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she doesn't know it.
I don't know that.
I don't know it either.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we don't know that she is close.
Well,
to
apparently
her sister
told her that a family.
I mean, her sister's running on Reddit.
Yeah,
it's and telling not the, family business. That's a little weird to me.
Well, she thought she was defending her sister. Actually,
yeah, but that's still a little weird for a family member to go on Reddit. You got something to say? Go say it to World Tennis Magazine or whatever thing. That's Reddit.
Yeah,
Reddit where people
what. What do Reddit's people do not on a, Reddit?
Is that's it, like she's went to the YouTube comments to straighten things out. That's not what you do. That's not a news agency.
Did you find out AMC from
the
Reddit?
Wall Street Bets is where you can, and that's why right now it's gone up to 38 now, and apparently they may keep on going.
Hmm.
But I think that, once again, when you say, where do you hear that, John?
Why is Reddit
post? That doesn't sound good.
I don't even know what a Reddit post means.
It's a message board.
It's an open forum for anyone on the internet to get on.
It's basically
that
a message
positive?
Board.
Why can't
it's
so?
An, it's an
if
anonymous
everybody can
message
see it there,
board.
Why isn't that a good place to put it?
Does it sound, when I say the whole internet has access to something, does that sound good?
Does that sound good?
Like a supportive
place? Well, that's where
place?
I want to post stuff so everybody
else
see it.
Anonymous name?
Anonymous people can say what. Does that sound like a good environment
it's
for things?
Not a great news source.
It's not a news source. She just put it out there.
It is an odd, like, if your sister is dealing with something, it is an odd place to go to talk about it, only because Reddit.
No, and I'm going to get this straightened out on Reddit.
It's an anonymous place where anyone can say anything. It's just an odd place to do it, that's all.
Hmm. I don't know. I kind of like Reddit. Never been there, but I don't know. It sounds like something that's important to me.
Sounds like you're an incel is what it sounds like.
It sounds like I'm not going to be I'm not judgmental like you two.
Jason says, can you tell John Granato not to do teasers? It gives me anxiety changing the channel. Hey, Jason, that's not.
That's what ugly. We're supposed to give you, anxiety to not change the channel.
We like to call it anticipation.
That's what it's for.
And by the way, don't give them more anxiety. Pay off your tease.
What is your tease?
Well, it's not really Deshaun has been traded or signed or anything like that, okay? What it is that the Texans have signed Rex Burkhead.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I saw somewhere he's the 19th former Patriot. Is that it?
I think it's the 14th.
14th?
Yes.
14th former Patriot? That sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot of former Patriots that are here. Mm-hmm. Is that normal? Is that normal?
You want to read them? The entire list?
Let's name all the former Patriots.
Can you do it? How many do you think you can get?
Oh, I know. I want you to just tell me.
Let's go. Terrence Brooks was a free agent in 19 for the Patriots. The aforementioned Rex Burkhead, Marcus Cannon, Brandon Cooks, Keon Crossen, Froholt, the offensive lineman, just in case you didn't know, Grugier Hill, the linebacker, Ryan Izzo, tight end, Dante Moncrief, receiver, A.J. Moore, safety, Paul Questenberry, tight end, Derek Rivers, linebacker, Jordan Steckler, offensive tackle, O.T. Cole Toner is the 14th former Patriot to be on the roster.
14?
Yes.
14.
On the current
But we're not
roster.
Patriots South.
Now, that's to be expected, by the way.
And we got Easterby and Casario.
I mean, that's
how many coaches.
Lippert used to be a Patriot too back in the day.
How many was Cal McNair ever a Patriot?
No, he wasn't.
No, he was never a Patriot.
No. Well, I'm sure, an American Patriot, I'm sure.
So Cole Toner is now. So Cole is an undersized. Boy, he's not undersized. He's just kind of a not the strongest guy. He's been a swing player, I guess. He's been a backup. I mean, that's fine.
That's it. Fine. It seems like there's more.
Seems like there's more.
Seems like that's not enough.
14 of 80 man roster.
Is there any way to get Tom Brady here?
Seems unlikely.
No.
Because that's the one you want out of all of them. Out of all the former Patriots.
The soon to be 44 year old.
No, that's the one you want.
That's who we want. Oh, don't worry. That's a move that they'll do. Yeah. At some point, it's called the Coach Ed Reed move, where you go get a guy who's past his prime and just say, you know what, we think this is gonna work out. But you got to wait until Tom Brady has bad tape, and then you go sign him. That's what you do. When is Julio getting traded? Is today the day? A lot of names mentioned with Julio: San Francisco 49ers, Tennessee Titans,
Seattle Seahawks.
What is Seattle's deal with trying to hoard wide receivers? Now, he's a perfect fit, don't get me wrong. But Seattle feels kind of weird right now, like they're just making one last stand. Some of the moves that they've been making, it feels like they're just saying, okay, this is our last chance. Let's see what can happen. I wonder if they've got something else going on behind the scenes. San Francisco would be a great fit for Julio Jones. Chance for him to win. I'd want to get more than a late second rounder, which is what that's going to be if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, though. And supposedly the Falcons, you know, because of Julio's, because of the cap hit they're going to have to take, and because of what Julio's contract, well, because of the contract that Julio Jones has, supposedly teams are unwilling to give up more than a second. That's it. I really thought the Colts and Titans would be the two teams to keep an eye on. They're outside of the NFC. They're two teams that could use some wide receiver help, but I'm starting to think San Francisco is going to be the squad. I don't think it's going to be Seattle. I could be wrong, but San Francisco might be able to move somebody over to Atlanta in return along with a draft pick. Maybe that would be something that they'd like, is say, okay, look, we'll give you our second. We know our second could be a late second, but we're going to give you this player as well. You got Brandon Ayuk. You got who's the other little catch and run wide receiver they have from South Carolina?
Debo?
Yeah. Debo Samuel. You just lost Kendrick Bourne, but who cares? Replaceable guy. You do need a player on the outside that can get down the field and run routes. Like, they are missing this.
Titans could use him. 49ers could use him. Baltimore could use him.
Yeah, Baltimore's another name. I think that's a waste of time.
Why?
I don't think they're going to run that offense. They could, but I don't know. I guess it's not. Julio still can play. He's not A.J. Green. A.J. Green's turned into more of a name than game. We hear the name A.J. Green, like, ooh, A.J. Green, but he's not the same guy. That's like with Demaryius Thomas. When the Texans traded, you remember that? Texans just very quietly traded a third for Demaryius Thomas, and then he was gone at the end of the year. They did it in the middle of the year, like, we got the real pick yet! Uh-huh. What? Actually, I think that was with Gain. That might have been with Brian Gain, actually. Or was that Jack? No, they may have gotten Jack already. Did they already whack Gain by then? Had they stabbed
Demaryius
him to death?
Demaryius Thomas was a Texan in 18. Gain was still
there. Gain was still there then. Yeah. They traded a freaking, so, I want to say a third rounder for him. Maybe a fourth that became a third, but I think it was a third for a half-year rental player.
So what did they give up for Rex Burkhead? A second?
The Texans traded, he was a free agent.
Wait a minute. They got a guy.
It's just a free agent.
Well,
free
I'm
agent.
Sure they probably said, well, you used to be, so we'll send the Patriots a six.
That would seem just, weird to
no,
do.
No, but. What the hell? That's what we do.
That's a building.
What did we give up for Ryan Finley?
Well, you flip-flopped 6-7.
Okay.
Yeah, you traded down in the draft.
And then cut him before practice started.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't good enough.
Not good enough. Jeff Driscoll, way better.
Wasn't good enough. Be better.
The Texans traded a fourth and a seventh for Demaryius Thomas and a seventh.
Okay. So a fourth and a seventh.
The fourth was what they gave up.
Yeah.
Fourth and a seventh?
Rental player, fourth.
And they got a seventh back. So they rented a player for half a year for a fourth-round pick.
I mean, in theory, because the Texans were, a playoff team then that's not, and they needed help. That doesn't sound as bad now, in because it wasn't a third, it was a fourth. And they, you do have to remember that they were a playoff team then. So, I mean, they're trying to succeed. Mm-hmm. It sounds worse now when, you know, you think of a team that has given away so many draft picks, has done such a bad job with draft capital, and who's in such a bad place now.
It was a preview of things to come.
And I would argue that you don't just give away fourth-round picks. Fourth-round picks help build rosters. I mean, they are – fourth-round picks have value. But at that time, they did need wide receiver help, I remember.
Sure.
And
for a guy who was on the downside of his career.
Yeah, I mean, it was like – it was – frankly, that's more of one of those in hindsight, that's more of a six-round pick that you give up. But he still had a name. You weren't – the Texans span, I think the Texans stint alerted people that, uh-oh, this isn't good. It wasn't good with Denver, but we thought it was maybe quarterback play. After the Texans, and he was okay with the Texans, but after the Texans, that was probably where teams said, okay, this is not the same guy that he once was. No.
All right,
the Texans took a shot at him and thinking, hey, maybe it's kind of the same guy.
No. 815 ESPN 97.5. You know what is cool is to run for the Rockets, Lance.
The virtual Rocket Run. So the Rocket Run is virtual this year, and obviously I would imagine this will be the last year it's virtual. This has been going on for a while, by the way. This is not something that's brand new. Rockets Run gives you a chance to run or walk a 5K, a 10K, or a kid's 1K at your preferred time, place, and pace by June 6th. Now, that's coming up, so you guys might want to take advantage of this for a chance to win these great prizes. All participants are going to receive a Rockets Run t-shirt, a race bib, a race medal, and a mesh bag. And let's get out and run in this year's Rockets Virtual Run to support Children's Memorial Hermann. All you have to do is register at Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you guys happen to see Kia Nurse's shot to win the game last night? Did you see it, though? Why don't you play it?
I didn't see it live. Well, I mean, sure, let me go find it. Sure.
Well, it's on ESPN's front page.
Well, I know, but I don't have it at the ready.
Well, why don't you? I mean, this is one of the major stories in sports, well, and here. Well, and, oh, I guess you're not on board, are
because
you?
Because you didn't.
You're
say
not an ally.
Anything about it until 30 seconds ago.
Are you an ally? No.
Why? Because
are you though?
Because I didn't have an WNBA highlight ready right for you at the drop of a hat.
Oh, so I bring it up. Oh, and then you're just stalling and trying to say, oh, well, I wanted to do it, but I'm not an ally.
I haven't even said I wanted to do it.
See, you don't have it ready. It's a major event, and here you don't even have it ready.
Who did they beat?
Chicago.
Are you looking at it right now?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Vandersloot looking for space. Out to Copper. Copper the leaner. No good. Rebound Phoenix. They're off and running. They don't take a timeout. Nurse hits. Kia Nurse hits at the buzzer, and Phoenix wins. Oh, my goodness. What a finish in Chicago.
How about that?
How about it? Okay. You have any more commentary on it?
Did you hear the crowd?
No, I don't think they had people in the building.
Yeah, I think they did.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm pretty sure all those people are like parents.
Well, they had people in there, though.
Well, or if you say so.
Didn't you hear?
Oh, I thought that was.
I heard a couple of screams.
Yeah, from the players on the floor after making the shot.
Oh, maybe that was it. Yeah.
I think there were people there.
Tens of people.
But I think Chicago isn't a place where they allow a lot of people in. Not to say it would have been sold out if they did allow a lot of people in.
Why wouldn't it be sold out, Del? I guess you're not in LA.
Because they don't normally sell out, I don't believe.
Why don't they normally sell out?
Because
you won't play highlights
Chicago's not
of a big game of Kia Nurse hitting a. a runner, a three-pointer.
It's not really a big game. Chicago had lost four in a row before that. It's not that big of a game. Chicago's no not very
that.
Good.
Yeah. No one knew that.
Bulls didn't make the playoffs?
No, not them. We're talking about the Chicago, the Chi-Town Sky, I believe is the
Chicago
name.
Chicago Sky.
Yeah.
Bulls.
No.
No.
Oh, spring football?
No. 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 WNBA.
WNBA. Not an ally. Not an ally. Well,
I was listening to Joel Klatt.
Disrespectful.
Do you know Houston has a spring football team?
It's not. Yeah. Well, they're all.
They're all here.
They're all. It's not a. They, we don't have.
Oh,
league.
They're all. Oh, the league's
the league
here.
Is here.
Oh, you know what? Joel Klatt's not even here. Then they were, or are they? Because Joel was broadcasting from. It's all at Rice Stadium.
Yeah. There's a pod here, and I think a pod in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
How long does it go on?
No one knows that.
No. No one can possibly know that. Ryan Mallett's here.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, he's one of the quarterbacks there.
Good guy.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
Texarkana's own? Is that where he's from?
Great guy.
Is he from Texarkana?
Ask my brother. He's a fantastic guy.
How does your brother know him?
Well, how's your brother know him?
Tell you during a break.
Oh.
Not a good guy.
Did he try to did he play against him in high school?
Not a good guy.
Batesville, Arkansas is where Ryan Mallett's from.
He is?
Yes.
No one knew that.
But he played ball at Texarkana.
Boom.
Not sure how that worked out, but whatever.
Dude had a big arm. I'll give him that.
Now he's here and probably going to be in the league. Probably be in...
Which league?
Probably my league.
Nick Fitzgerald. Y'all remember that? The guy who played with...
Your league doesn't exist.
Northwestern?
My league. Oh, yes, it does exist. It'll be in play next year, 2022.
Really? I thought you said 23.
I thought you said 23.
22. 2022. Thank
you. You're saying that out loud now.
You sure The Rock doesn't have like another movie to make that he's got time
for?
Well,
that's how he's going to get the money to pay for this.
He's going to Japan to race cars and slide around and drift.
That was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Well, or Tokyo Drift, either one.
Or Tokyo Drift, whatever it
was. Tokyo Drift 7.
That was back before it hit big.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some fire and that he was
probably, yeah. That's why he's not going to. Yeah, he was a firefighter. Whenever a natural disaster happened or something.
He was the helicopter pilot from San Andreas.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you can't do.
Fault,
that's why you can't have a league next year.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti was in it.
And yeah. Then, oh, really?
And two is coming
now. It's a good movie.
His daughter, Alexandra Daddario.
Ooh, now it's a really good movie.
Ooh, I saw a movie. Okay. It's going to be pretty wild, I think. Are you familiar with the Zora?
Isn't that like an anime?
No, Zora. It's not. Is it Zora? It's being made by the movie company A24 that does a lot of independent stuff. Oh, no. Hmm. It's about a stripper.
Oh.
And Riley Keough is this white stripper.
Yeah,
and then
daughter?
There's somebody else named Taylor. Oh, no. It's called, I want to say it's at Zora or Zora. And it's
Riley Keough. She is the granddaughter of Elvis Presley.
Yes, she is. So if you go watch Dell, it's giving me a vibes of Harmony Korine, like something Harmony Korine would do. I will. Yeah, Zola.
Not Zola.
So go watch the, and the guy from Succession, who's the goofy, is it Matt? Wait, who's the, Greg? Cousin Greg? Oh, Cousin Greg is in this one too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Love
but
Cousin Greg.
I can tell you this, watching the trailer for it, it's a lot. These two girls go to strip, and or they're going to go dance and make money in Florida. But it's got kind of, remember, what was the movie? Oh, Spring Breakers. It's got a little bit of a Spring Breakers vibe whenever I watch the trailer, but I'm not going to not see it because of it. I think I am going to see this.
I'm not going to not see it because of this.
Yeah, I'm going to. I think I am going to see.
Okay, that's what probably a better way to say it.
Yeah, I think I am going to see this.
Despite that.
It's based, the movie, I thought I remember this. This movie is based on a Twitter
thread.
Some
viral thread, yeah. What is, I was wondering if you knew what this is about.
I just remember the conversation about it because, you know, another movie that got delayed by the pandemic. It was at Sundance last January, 2020. It's just a thread that turned into something bigger, and they turned like a 148 tweet thread that turned into a movie.
Now, one says Zola, and this one says Zora.
It's Zola. The movie is Zola.
Well, now, but this one says Zora.
I went to IMDb. The movie is Zola. You can see the trailer. If you type in Zola, the results for it will come up, and a trailer will come up for it as well.
Let's see.
Z-O-L-A.
He's right.
It says both, though. Lower in the Google search, it says Zora, too.
Well, yeah, it's Zola. It's Zola Trailer. Yeah. But it's worth check that out because we'll see. We'll see it happen.
You just saw attractive women stripping and you're like, you're in?
Well, no, this girl Riley Keough, it plays a role of somebody. Okay, let me put it this way.
Is this it's based supposedly, on a true story?
Supposedly yes. It's a cautionary tale about or whatever the digital media age. And this girl, remember the girl, not the Catch Me Outside, this girl had a fight. This is so bad that I know this kind of stuff. This is the girl who had a fight with the Catch Me Outside girl, also known as Bad Bobby now, which is bad that I know that, but I just do. Mm-hmm. And this is the other one, Becky. Whoa, Becky. So, Dale, there's no chance that you don't know who Whoa, Becky is.
No, I don't really. I couldn't pick her out of her lineup.
Okay. You might want to look her up during a break.
I feel like
watch a couple videos and then watch Riley Keough because I think that's who Riley patterned herself after. But in this, I think Riley's going to be really good in this one based on what I'm seeing.
Uncle,
in this.
Cousin Greg looks good in it too. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, at one point, it's like a 2-second thing in the trailer. He goes, "We making shmoney." Like, oh no, this is Cousin Greg all over again.
Some tweets from this Twitter thread that got turned into a movie. I said, Jess, you selling pee for $100? Pee is worth thousands. You tripping. She goes, I don't make the prices. The prices are already discussed before they come in. So I was like, bitch, no. If you're going to do this, do it right. Yeah, you can find, if you type in Zola Twitter thread, you'll find what all this stuff is based on. They turned into a movie.
I made we were a movie about off mental of health, and now we're
talking about you poo-pooing someone's mental health.
This is school yet? What time school starts?
Well, this is what you have when you have an ADD show. Well, you can go from one thing to the to another thing.
Seems like that.
What would you rather talk about? Mental health or a movie like this?
Well, I want to talk about
Luis Garcia.
Apparently, you are way, way off on your assessment of KD.
Oh, Dreamshake.
Okay. KD who?
Kevin Durant. KD.
And Dreamshake. Dreamshake.
Is this publicist listening to the show again?
he always listens.
So KD is not the most sensitive superstar in basketball.
You are a wee bit off on that.
And we'll talk about it on the other side. But first, let's talk about what KD is. A champion.
That's right. He's a champion.
Wow. Say it out loud, John.
KD's a champion. Okay. That's what he does. It's true. He wins titles. And you know who else wins titles? Champion Energy. They win the title for best electricity company in the history of the world. That's what I think. That's what I think anyway. But here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to get your electricity from a local company, the money is staying right here in the city of Houston. And, oh, by the way, you're going to get the best in service. That's what J.D. Power & Associates says, not me, although I am saying it right now, too. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. You want your electricity at a great price? Yes. You want it to be we want the best in service? Yes. Don't you want it all? Yes. So all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 830. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on Zola or mental health or anything else you want to talk about?
They're not interconnected, by the way.
No, they're not. Although it seems like there's some mentally unhealthy people in that trailer. Anyway, if you're looking for a way to get on the air, 713-780-3776.
Do you know what we're missing out on?
What are we missing out on?
There's a way to get to make thousands and thousands of dollars on Twitter. I mean, on YouTube. It doesn't take any.
Do videos every day after the show?
Yeah, but there's a certain kind of video that really hits.
Stripper videos?
Mm-mm. No. That we could do. We don't have to do anything. We're not even the.
We could strip. Why can't we strip? No.
I'm giving you. I'm trying to give you free money.
Okay.
It's called reaction videos. All you do is you can watch a comedian do like a joke or a little set, a small little 5 minute blurb or 20 minute blurb, or you can watch Charles Barkley say something on TV, and you have the camera, you're playing it, and you have you in a box underneath reacting to it. Like, or both of us laughing and stuff like that. Reaction videos, literally, look at this guy. This was done May 21st, not that long ago, right? Mm-hmm. This guy's name is...
He's got a white privilege shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... You sure?
It says what Stephen A. Smith said, and he didn't even spell Stephen A. Smith what? Right.
You sure you two guys are the right demographic to make this work? Two cisgender older white males. You think you guys can hit big?
It's tougher.
Why is it? Why?
Because what you need to do is you either have to
so
be.
So if we had one of
No. If you're a younger
black person who's reacting to something that's pretty much considered white, and you watch it and you react to like because you've never heard it before. Like
well, those okay, kids you're who, doing something specific.
Like the
like
kids who had never two, heard Phil Collins
these
music
two
before.
Black teenagers listen to Phil Collins. They're yeah. Like, when all of a sudden you hear.
And they go, ooh,
I can't feel it. Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, and stuff
then
like people, that.
And then you get like 3 million views.
Yeah.
It's within 2 days.
Or
Nirvana, when they're like, oh, my.
Nirvana. Or you listen, or you, like, once again, something that seems out of place, like you're a young black couple, or male or female, male and male.
And you watch
couple,
Bill Burr?
And you, or Bill Burr,
I've
Tom
seen
Segura.
That couple. I watched
yeah.
that whole reaction.
When they
video.
React to like a white comedian being aggressive, like Tom Segura did this thing about breaking down the first 48, and you saw this black couple go, oh my God. Yeah. I don't think you guys fit.
Okay, so, but Del, I'm trying to jackhammer us into this spot to make some money.
Why can't we
too.
Do it too?
What are you guys going to react to?
Just because these young black guys are doing it, why can't we?
What are you guys going to react to? That'll hit big.
Now, you don't have to be good, or even what I found is you don't even have to be funny.
No.
Like your reaction videos where you laugh, you just want a camera on you where you're like, and at the end you go, oh my God, what he said was so true.
Yeah.
And then you just do that, and then you're like, okay, hit subscribe, hit like, share this. You don't even have to do anything like funny, clever. You just have to laugh at different things or just be shocked. Just be totally shocked and lose your mind sometime. And you lose your mind sometimes.
Oh, my God. This has the Phil Collins one, 9 million views.
Told you. And
that's
what,
it.
And you guys, unfortunately, are more like Phil Collins than you guys are the people reacting. So it's going to be difficult
Shut
for
up,
you to.
Del.
It's going to be difficult
I
for you guys.
Okay, so why can't
Phil
we
Collins.
Watch young
you
black
don't?
Guys do something we can watch?
Ooh. Oh, reaction to a reaction.
Yeah.
That's a new
you wanna watch,
cottage industry.
No, like a rapper,
Ooh.
A young rapper.
Ooh.
And we could react to it.
Ooh, Del, act
why?
Like that.
Why?
Del?
Is that, why is
like
that
that's
bad?
Not
we could
banging.
Go, oh,
Del, Del.
No.
Del,
what he
Del,
said?
He might have something, Del.
Do you think?
You got John versus Genius was already,
yeah.
That was your,
oh, that was one of
that was your baby.
I mean,
that was for Hill's Baby.
That was
it
one
was
of the biggest
smart.
Hits in the city.
It was still a
was
very,
it?
Very well
Do you think, the you? But you've built a platform here where people like you. Do you think if you just went on the internet and started breaking down rap lyrics or reacting to young black males rapping,
yeah.
You think it would go well for you?
Yes.
Well, okay, so you have to literally be older. The only that that would be, you literally have to be an old man. Old men reacting to rap stuff, as long as their reactions are nice.
No, but you have to be like a nice old man, not like middle age. I'm talking about like 70, 80 year olds reacting.
Right.
That would actually
help.
You. Who still has all your faculties?
Yeah.
People are like, oh.
I still think there's something there.
But wait, no.
No, no, no.
Or we could go, man, this is crap.
Whoa. Right? But what about reaction to the reaction video?
But people will like that.
Who?
Del,
which people?
Hold on, Del. What about reaction to the reaction video where we react to these guys with 9 million hits?
You don't, but you're not somebody people want to see.
Yes. You don't
That's
know
the
that.
Problem.
We're reacting. We've got hundreds of viewers on Twitch.
Yeah, but you've
got
to
react to the reaction video is the new thing.
Go ahead and try it. What is it called?
A Russian
are you gonna,
teacup doll or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, sure. What are you going to react to, though? What's your reactions?
Acting crazy
so
whenever
you,
Phil Collins hits that
So
break?
You think what you guys should do is break down the reactions of young black people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, or
it's an idea.
Reaction videos.
I mean, you guys, to be honest, you guys do that for a living.
Hold on.
You break down what young black people do on TV all the time.
That's right. That's what
you guys do. It is on brand. That's what you guys do.
It is on brand, but sometimes they're Dominicans. So
or yeah.
Yeah.
It can people be a of color. Different, though.
You break you down people.
Just, you can't just throw everyone do you
guys,
in the same box.
You just want to repeat what you guys already do when you react to what people of color do on TV?
What if we also have reaction videos to unboxing videos?
You don't.
Reaction videos to those creepy videos that you like where you make sounds inside of
microphones.
What do
you mean what I like? Why are you putting that on me?
Because you knew too much. It feels like it's
just because I'm a child of the internet and now an adult of the internet doesn't mean I like it.
What if we have reaction video to card breaking videos where people open baseball cards? This is the nerdiest thing on the planet.
I want to do something. Reaction I want to react.
People open baseball
you
cards
do that for
on
a living.
YouTube like it's okay. And on Instagram Live, like,
I just
I'd like to show you guys what I got today.
I just don't think you guys have the face for YouTube.
Huh.
You're not young enough for it, I don't think.
I think if I colored my beard, maybe.
You want to look like who? Like Nicolas Cage in movies now where it's all dark
with
for
that
no
ducktail,
reason?
With that ducktail, he feels like he's young Ralph Tresvant from New Edition. Because you got that ducktail.
Yeah.
If it is
I don't know who that is, but yep, I agree.
Why do I hurt this way?
You and Ralph are the exact opposites.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most people wouldn't have thought John Granato, no. Ralph Tresvant.
No. You wouldn't sing Candy Girl, I don't think. You think you'd be the voice behind?
Say this, my girls like candy, candy treat.
Yeah,
it's a little, it's a little high for you right now.
Now let's watch this and react to it.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? Yes, that's the video. I'm just gonna do John reaction videos, reacting to like 80s R&B stuff and kid groups like New Edition. Because I love New Edition when I was young. Love New Edition. So for me, this isn't a reaction. There's no chance you've ever seen Popcorn Lover Candy Girl. There's just no chance. You've never heard it and you've never seen it. This is new to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll put on Popcorn Love real quick and let me just get. John, get a video that says Popcorn Love.
What Popcorn. I'm watching
you're
these
still watching
guys,
the reaction
Phil Collins.
Video.
They really aren't doing anything. They're just
and they got 9 million
I'm just
and
telling
they got 9
you.
Million views. I could do that.
You're not going to catch the country's imagination because
so you're telling me that you can make money
popcorn
and be famous by
girl,
not doing,
what is it?
Popcorn Love.
By
popcorn
New Edition. Love. Now, Dell, I'm going to need you to play it over the top so we can. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
And you want you want to film John reacting and dancing to this?
John, I'm gonna need you to large screen that.
Oh my
gosh.
Now,
John, you don't have to imitate the dance of Ronnie Bobby Ricky.
You have to. That's how you go viral.
You see who that was?
If he gets up and starts dancing.
Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston, dead.
Oh, yeah,
that now just got
that's
dark.
Unfortunate.
That was real. Like, was that this? Didn't happen with Bobby?
Yeah, no, it happened.
See this?
We got look. Brandon, pull this off of Twitch. We have our first reaction video. But we need to unbox it, too.
I know. Unbox this. John, react. John, do you have anything to say about it? No, you don't have to just.
No, he has to. That's how you
John,
go
you
viral.
Have comments.
You do
on
have
it.
To
you
talk.
Have to comment.
Oh.
What do you
well,
think?
I can't. It's.
Yeah. Of the young people dancing.
I love
from
it.
The
make your comments now. Don't just dance. Make
no,
comments.
Well, he's better dancing
no,
than he is
I'm
talking.
No, I'm listening to the music.
Okay.
All right.
But do you, but you're supposed to comment it.
No, those guys, they just sat there and bopped their heads. They
and
didn't make any
comments. And was like, yeah.
That's Maurice Starr.
He didn't have to do much.
Maurice Starr is the genius
do,
who put this together.
You're trying to do too
who
much.
Who else did he...
No, he should keep doing this. You have it all wrong, Lance. You don't tell me that... You can't
Twitch
tell me...
Twitch is saying, keep dancing, John.
I told you.
Oh, there's a lot more Twitchers on now.
Yeah. Well, you're dancing, that's why. See, you. As long as he doesn't talk,
you couldn't have been more wrong.
No, he's not talking; he's dancing. That's
you could not have been more wrong than what's going on.
No,
with John.
I said
this is going to make money for us
if he dances
John's
the entire time.
Paid.
But you want to talk? That's the wrong approach. He needs to dance.
See, that's got a little.
See, he's kicking his legs.
You see a Michael Jackson vibe.
This is Mike.
And that's the influence. That's what you see. That's what you see on a video. Like, man, you can see the Michael Jackson influence on New Edition.
No, you
say
can say
like
that. I don't have to say that.
No, it's your reaction video.
I'm dancing.
It's your reaction video.
I'm the dancing guy. You can be the talking guy.
Okay.
I want to see John Dan.
Do you
oh
want in
God.
On this or not? I ain't doing all
no,
the work.
No, I'm going to be the producer.
I ain't doing all the work.
I'm not on camera. I'm producing
there.
This.
Okay. There's this two guys. True. Everybody's getting, got their
I
role.
I want to see John, can you put on Funkified by the Brat?
Funkified.
Oh, Brat.
We're just taking requests now.
John, first of all, John,
this is radio. I hope you know
this. Right? No, but that's why we're listening to it. Well, you are doing some sweet dances. Wow, the Twitch keeps moving up and up. They're calling it must-see TV. Someone put John dancing
Brandon needs
on
to
top
capture
of
this.
Cosby show opening.
Brandon, you have a job to do.
I want to see. Okay, you play Funkified
by DeBrat. So... Now, this is like
does
the
she
jam.
Dance in this video?
This
because
is the jam.
That's
no,
what...
but John's gonna vibe to this. This is more of a vibe.
Yeah,
this is not as much, but you'll see. DeBrat is kind of now. When you see DeBrat now versus DeBrat then, there's been changes.
Big changes.
There's been changes.
Hmm.
She's softened it up and she's become a little more. Her appearance is more feminine.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She's a little more
because that looked like a guy.
Ooh, see, he couldn't.
She's a little more. I,
see,
like
I told
said,
you, he can't talk.
No.
He's not allowed to talk.
No, this is part of the reaction
you'll get,
video.
You'll be over before you
no,
start.
No, this is part of the reaction
video.
Are
you going to play
video.
It?
I got to find it. Make sure it's clean first.
Oh, it ain't clean?
I didn't think about that.
She
I don't
know. Blue?
She might.
Yeah, anything. No, because she wasn't with Dre, because that was Afro Puffs was with Dre.
Well, all I know is, yeah, we can make. Why can't we make reaction videos?
Yeah, we can.
Twitch seems to be
you know
responding.
How much, like I said, nine
oh my
million.
Oh, God.
Nine it's million gone. Hits.
We've hit.
People want to see you dance. Get some dance music on. Now, hurry.
You just
let John do his thing.
You know, it's got to be a video crap, like, with dancing going, in it, too.
Number of people on.
This is
on
just
Twitch.
Like, this is just like AMC right now.
Yeah. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Reaction videos is where it's at. That's where it's at.
Yep.
Ooh. New edition. I got some more.
You got some more?
I got some
John?
More. New edition, yeah. They look like a little older, but they're getting it.
Yeah. No, but, they do get older.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
They get older.
They're yeah. And yeah. Then at some point, Bobby Brown leaves. I don't really like. What are you watching? There's no music.
I know.
What are you watching? Are you watching New Edition?
I'm watching, I don't know which. Yeah, New Edition. Popcorn Love and Candy Girl.
Oh, so they're doing
live on Switch.
Versions.
Yeah, live on Switch.
Live on Twitch?
Live on Switch.
New Edition, If It Isn't Love, is a video where they dance quite a bit if you want to check that out.
Oh,
the
yeah, If It Isn't Love.
You can
that's
dance.
When they're like 15. That's
you
when
can
they're
dance
starting to, it's starting
break.
To, the
this
nuts
was
are
before,
starting to drop a little bit. Yeah.
Before he got a little
so
physical.
The voices
before
get
Bobby
a little,
got a little physical.
And druggy, yeah.
The
yeah.
voice gets a little lower. Bobby's still there.
How come Coors Light didn't think of this idea?
Yeah.
You dance during breaks and people watch you on Twitch.
What about that?
Well, you can dance to If It Isn't Love. There's plenty of dancing in this, and then people can watch you during the break.
Yeah. If y'all really want to boost the numbers, you should start doing the show in a hot tub or baby pool. Yeah. In case y'all missed it, DeBrat has officially announced she switched sides.
So what does that mean?
I don't know, KJ.
No, she is, but she's, yeah. She's, no, meaning she's lesbian.
Well, we didn't know that.
But I'm telling you, she's still softened up now.
Yeah, no, well.
The appearance, I'll show you.
Yeah.
That was one of the big upsets.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so this is fun. 844 ESPN. This is a great idea, Lance, but I don't think we should do it during a radio show. Watch people, and because it's radio, and people can't see the dancing.
You dance during the breaks.
What do I look like?
Twitch. That's what people will
what am I, your
Twitch.
Puppet?
Well, you're Lance's puppet. You're yeah. doing all the stuff he
no,
wants you to do.
I just watched,
oh,
I wanted
the,
to
oh,
see that video.
Look at the numbers drop hey, like a rock when you we're going we're to commercial stop. And you're not dancing anymore.
I'm not dancing.
Start dancing again. Dance, puppet, dance.
844 ESPN 97.5. I need some insurance in case if something happens.
TGS Insurance is here for you. Oh, you know what? Next, we're going to play third base as John determines whether or not Barry Laminack looks like MC Search.
What?
We'll do that.
No.
He does. Yeah, he does. You can say he doesn't, Dell, but Barry Laminack looked like
no,
MC
Search. No, I was
Search.
Objecting to the game, not what it looks like.
Okay. As long as you're not objecting to the accuracy of it. Let's talk about TGS Insurance. Texting the word money to 232323 is about as simple as I can possibly it's about as simple as I can possibly make it for you to start checking in on what your homeowner's insurance is going to cost. And homeowner's insurance doesn't have to be ridiculously expensive. It really doesn't. It gives you your chance to shop for an A-rated insurance company without doing anything more than sending a text. You're going to pick your phone up and text somebody at some point Why not make it the word money to 23-23-23? Because they can get you some unbelievably competitive A-rated insurance homeowners rates. And that rate is going to end up saving you, in many cases, into the thousands. For those of you who have been with the same company for years, you have been getting crushed. You're not going to like it when you see how much you're going to save. You're going to like the savings at first, and then you're going to feel sad about for how long you've been taken advantage of from a price standpoint. But I'm here to correct it by giving you a chance to text the word money to 232323 or go to tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, that's Barry Lemon, actually. No question. No question. 713-780-3776. I had a
MC search.
I had an exchange with a friend. And it got a little bit heated. So Eric Gilbert is transferring from LSU, tight end. Great, really good player. Transferring from LSU to Georgia.
He's from Georgia. Really talented
player. Really good player. He's transferring from LSU to Georgia. He's from Georgia. Wants to go home. See his family.
Well, he initially committed to Florida to transfer, but apparently they couldn't get him in school. When they said they could, so he backed out of his transfer.
Oh, like Florida's harder than LSU.
I'm not insulting. I'm just saying okay. He made an announcement. He made an announcement that he was transferring to Florida, and it turned out they couldn't get him into school, so he had to back off of it, and now he's going to Georgia.
Yeah. Now Georgia's like, come on. Yeah.
Well, Georgia's all in.
Yeah.
There's not the only big time transfer they got yesterday.
So our argument is about the transfer portal. Our argument is about players and their images. Our argument is about he texted me out of the blue yesterday. An associate AD told me we can never win now because of all of these rule changes. We're just not.
Which school?
It's the exact opposite is true.
Which school is he talking about?
I don't know. He said. From a smaller school.
Well, you could never win before. What do you mean?
He's
win?
An
A
and M guy, so I don't. It can't.
It can't be
A
and M.
No. So my point is, dude, aren't you sick of Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Oklahoma every year? Every year the same. The backups at Alabama are sitting there because they're I don't want to go sit out a year or whatever. Now they can go, listen, I can play at most every school in the country. I'm getting out of here. I'm not playing at Alabama. So Alabama can't just stockpile. And he said, well, Nebraska back in the day used to do it too in Florida State. You know how deep Nebraska was? They used to give not football scholarships. They would give academic scholarships for people in different areas from different
counties. Well, they also had a lot of walk-ons. Like really good players
walk on.
If they had money, people in Nebraska, you got to understand that's a whole different culture. If you had money, like there were some players who came from money where the family said, "We'll pay right. So we can keep a scholarship open."
But here's the thing, Ohio State, they get how many great players coming in every year? Clemson, they're leading the nation in recruiting. So is Alabama. So is Oklahoma. I mean, it's always the top. So they keep stockpiling players. Well, those players are going to get, I don't want to be here anymore, and I can go somewhere right away and play. Who is going to benefit from this? The smaller schools. These guys are going to transfer and get out of there, and they're going to, that's why, I've asked Dana about it. He says, man, we ain't never bad-mouthing a kid, ever. Go there. Have fun. Go to Alabama. Go to Oklahoma. That's great. Because you're going to be here in a couple of years.
Well, the other side of it, I don't know what your friend's argument was, is the big schools will continue to stockpile guys who, let's say they didn't go to Houston. Maybe they went to Tennessee. and Tennessee had an issue. So you know what Oklahoma did? We'll take that running back. We'll take that tackle. We'll take that safety. I think they took like three starters from Tennessee, and now they're playing at Oklahoma. So that's the argument. But, and by the way, you mentioned Alabama. There's a wide receiver who couldn't crack the lineup at Ohio State. Alabama said, we'll take you, and he'll probably start at Alabama this year. So there is this back and forth.
Well, because you need a player. But it ain't like Alabama's hurting for – I mean,
well, they also grabbed Henry Toto, the linebacker from Tennessee.
That's
so
right.
They'll continue – look, the – you Nick Saban will never
hold
be
on
hurting.
Your people. Well, you know what,
no,
Tennessee?
No. That's what do you mean? Hold on to your people.
Hold on to your people.
How do you hold on
because
to them?
Because you because they like being there. Because they're playing. Because they're
and
winning.
You're good.
How do you have
because
to,
they're good? No, hold but, on to your people.
Well, hold on a second.
Well, Tennessee,
you
did
you should be there. Should be very strong, firm punishments, suspensions, takeaway bowl appearances. If you recruit.
Well, then,
a player on
you
another
recruit them. I didn't say
gonna,
you should recruit
them. But
that's
going to happen.
Well,
well, Tennessee had a coaching change, so that and they self-reported, so they're probably going on some form of probation. So those kids got out.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose a coach, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose all kinds of players, and that is going to be guess what? You fire your coach, there should be repercussions from it for it. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm out of here. Guess what? Guess what your program's going to do?
Wait, you can't repercussions for firing a coach. That's, if the coach isn't good, he should be gone.
What about a coach that if a coach just up and leaves, you let a coach just up and leave?
That's not what you said though. You
no,
said
no, no,
if
no.
you
and
fire
if
him, there should be repercussions.
Well, that's right. Well, because the player the player went there for the coach. You can say anything you want about. Well, it's the school, and but he wants to get that edge. No, he went there because that coach convinced
sometime
him to go there.
A position coach who recruited him.
That's right. And if that coach is gone, I ought to be able to leave. I don't want to be here anymore. That's the guy that I wanted to play for. That's the guy I went to the school for. He's gone. Guess what? I'm gone too.
But I will back up your point because I just went through Oklahoma's transfer portal, and yes, they did get guys from Arizona and Oklahoma and Tennessee, but they also lost guys to the likes of East Carolina and Tulsa. Oklahoma, for whatever reason, had a lot of turnover, but and guys to Utah. So it's a back and forth. You'll see major college programs lose players. They're not talked about as much because, you know, they'll bring in guys. Like Oklahoma lost Tanner Mordecai, T.J. Pledger. Seth McGowan's in trouble with the law. Grant Calcaterra is going to be at SMU. So it's a back and forth.
I'm telling you, there are guys.
Oh, is
I'm
he at SMU
you,
now?
Yes.
One of the problems with kids is they tend to go toward places that they shouldn't be. But because it's a name, because it's big-time football, I want to go there. I can play at the highest level. Well, they find out they can't play at the highest level. So now I can't play at the highest level. You know what I'm going to do? I can go right away and play some. I got one shot. I'm going to go somewhere at a lower level, and I'm going to play there because I want to play. I want to be on the field. And they're going to find, you're going to find more and more kids are going to be doing this. The beneficiaries of this are going to be the smaller schools because so many, so many kids are drawn by the lights and the big program and the sweet talking coaches and all of the stuff that they promise you. And I'm telling you, I've been in a college football game for a long time. Coaches lie. Coaches lie to these kids. And they don't come through with everything that not even close to everything that they say they're going to do. So these kids are disenchanted. You know what? I get to go somewhere. Another coach that recruited me at a smaller school, I said, "Oh, sorry coach, I'm going to go to this one." You know what? I'm going to go back to that place. That guy wanted me. I'm going to go to that place, and I'm going to play football there. And I'm telling you, smaller programs are the ones that are going to be benefiting from this.
Smaller programs will get, I don't like the term runoff, but they'll get players who either didn't make it or just don't like it at other places. I don't know what the argument was as far as winning. It's not going to help. It might help them win on the level that they're at. It's not going to elevate them to higher status.
Well, listen, Alabama's always going to, as long as Nick's there, Alabama's going to get the best players.
Yeah, I don't.
And you know what? It is about coaching. You know, wherever Urban went, he won. Wherever Nick goes, he wins. Now Dabo is that guy. We'll see if Dabo goes somewhere. Guess what? Dabo's going to win. But, you know, Day, who knew who he was? And yet Ohio State continues to stockpile.
They're actually recruiting better than they were under Urban.
Yeah, right.
But people knew who he was who were being recruited by him. He'd been
there. Well, but he's not a big-name coach. It's not like, yeah. I mean, so. You know what? If you do a good job, if you're a good coach, you're gonna win football games. That's right. So yeah, you need better. If your school gets a great coach, guess what's gonna happen? You're gonna win. He's gonna get good players in there, and you're gonna have wonderful philosophy and you're going to have game plans and you're going to win football games. He's going to have a great program. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
So that's not changing. That's not changing. Alabama's going to be good as long as Nick is there. Before Nick was there, Alabama wasn't Alabama.
Where did y'all finish?
We can't win anymore because of the transfer portal.
What do you mean? Baloney.
That's a load. And you know who's really going to suffer from this is high school players.
You just have to pay enough.
That's what my thought was. What do you mean win? You mean win national title? The national title club is pretty closed already. It's not like the transfer portal is going to close it even further.
No.
How many teams can actually win national titles now? So win, that was my question. What does he mean by win?
Win. Oh, yeah.
Well, a title?
Yeah, we can't win anymore because what?
No, if you weren't in the club already, you probably weren't ever going to get in the club unless you hire one of these transformational coaches.
I'm telling you, aren't we sick of Alabama? Aren't we sick of Clemson? Aren't we sick of the Yankees and the Dodgers? And
every year it's the same.
Aren't we sick of even Djokovic and Nadal? And I mean, it's the same every year, tournament.
Yeah, but the transfer portal, I don't think, will change the top until those coaches, like you said, go away. The transfer portal is not going to make Alabama worse or Ohio State worse. The coaches will have to leave.
It's just, you know what? They're just trading names now. That's all.
Yeah.
Alabama's still got the best players. They're going to have the best players. and they can only have, I don't know if you've heard, there's a lot of good football players out there. And they can only have so many stockpiled in certain places. You can only have 85 guys. That's it. And so it's not like, and a lot of, when I looked at.
Guys transfer from Alabama every year. But they're the guys. Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara was an Alabama transfer.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Like Alvin Kamara, when he knew he was going to leave, he recruited Alabama.
Henry and Ingram, and he was like, I'm out of here. Holy crap. This is loaded. Guess what? I'm going to go play and become one of the best running backs in the NFL.
But Derrick Henry.
I think Trent Richardson was on that team, too.
Nah, couldn't have been. Trent got drafted a while
Alvin
back.
Alvin Kamara. 2017. When was he at Alabama? 2013 or something.
When did he come out? Wait, when did he come out in the draft?
He was drafted 17.
He was drafted in 17.
Yeah.
So this was back in 15.
So probably 14.
He was
14,
15,
13 was when he's with Alabama. He transferred to a community college and resurfaced at Tennessee in 15.
Okay.
So
he was at Alabama at least in 13.
Maybe Trent.
Okay,
there?
Here was the backfield. It wasn't Trent. It was Henry, Yeldon. Kenyon Drake. Those were the all NFL players, and he's better than everyone but Henry. But he left because it was like, there's a lot of NFL players in this backfield. I better leave.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And, how much would he play? But guess what? How much did Josh Jacobs play? And look what he got.
Well, yeah.
Right? He didn't play till his last year. Finally got on the field. And oh, by the way, he's pretty damn good. No, but listen, I'm tired. Maybe this is because we're doing the same thing year in, year out, all the time. It's the same. Maybe this will change it up a little bit.
You better hope. Yeah, I think the bigger thing would be if one of these schools that you're just talking about finds a quarterback who couldn't get on the field one place and a guy they wouldn't normally have access to, and he transfers someplace and he goes, I could play here and play early, and he's really, really good. That could change the fortunes of a school pretty quickly.
Absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776, the number. I want to talk about Doc Linville again. If you're on Twitch right now and you
shake your hair, John.
You were.
See that?
You see
if
that?
If it isn't love, why do I hurt this way?
You see?
Ralph Tresvant.
You see? Well, listen, all you got to do, if you want to dance, okay, if you want to look good, if you want to feel good about yourself, if you want to impress the ladies with your hair, look at Fred. Look what he's doing now. Look what I'm doing now. I mean, it is unbelievable the difference that Doc Linville can make in your life. And that's not a joke. I mean, having hair and not having hair, big difference. Okay. When did you ever see like a superhero with like a giant bald spot? Never. Never. Okay. Okay.
Homelander doesn't have a bald
Hollywood
spot.
Hollywood is so, prejudiced against guys with bald spots, right?
It's true.
He's always the bad guy. He's always the bad guy as opposed to the superhero.
Who's the guy that runs
fast? Well,
guess
what? Get rid of that bald spot so you could be a superhero. And Doc Linville does that. He does it every day. Go to 975hair.com. Find out how easy the process is, how wonderful it is, how much you will, and I'm telling you, you will enjoy the process at 975 Hair. Get hair. Stop not having hair. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.